Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
The town of Fairburn Point is nestled near the Kirkman Channel. On the other side of the Kirkman Channel is a place known only to the locals as the Lonely Tower. A imposing presence on the horizon. Something that people would best just forget. You wake up.
Okay.
You're in a dank, dark cave. You can see a little pool of light. It's water, but there's light coming off the water.
So helpful is glad to see Captain Balbarum survived.
I managed to get us out of Corn Realm.
Where are we now?
I think we might be near, if not at, the beginning.
Oh. What is the pool of water you're at?
It's everything. This is what creation sprung from. Either the gods made from it, or it made the gods. I'm not sure.
Okay. I rest my eyes, my red glowing eyes. Pew.
You spend a day, mm-hmm. or a night, or time. It's hard to say. You're not 100% sure that time exists just yet. You're not sure if it's been born yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you spend enough time here that you have a long rest, you're recovered, and then... presumably, or it seems quite obvious that Captain Balbarum can see where the circular spiral staircase is.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Because when you're ready, both of you stand up. She puts out a hand and says, "Follow me."
I place my big metal hand in hers.
She slips into nothingness and pulls you with her.
I was so ready to wait 10 billion years to arrive at the regular time.
Captain Balbarum does not have that time.
No. I would have been Captain Balbarum dead. All right, back on the staircase.
Sure. Yeah, you're standing back at the staircase again. Captain Balbarum says, if we go back down to the bottom, we won't be able to get anywhere because, well, on account of, it's the bottom of everything.
Yes.
But there doesn't seem to be anywhere else in the tower accessible on the staircase, unless we were, perhaps, to try to get back up to where we were in Corn Realm. I give you, or you give me, a lift, and I could maybe help you up, she says.
Okay, we could try.
We might just be in a little bit of a spot of bother with the Corn Knights if they were to spot us.
Well, I can be quiet.
I don't think I can.
Unfortunately, I haven't any rope on me. A bit of an irony, considering my profession.
I have rope.
But I guess I have a boat to keep it on.
I bring rope out of it. It's funny to imagine I have a bag, but I guess I do.
I'm kind of imagining the rope slung around your shoulder or something.
Unfill the rope.
I'll lift you up. You can tie the rope around me.
All right.
Pull me up in like a pulley system.
She thinks for a second. Maybe it's better if I tie it off somewhere, you know?
Rightio. We'll attempt that.
You get back up to the break. You see Corn Realm again. It's still in abject chaos as the corn all around begins to disappear. And Corn Realm becomes smaller and smaller
and
smaller.
Poor Corn Realm.
The knights, as previous, the knights are in a bit of it's abject chaos.
Yeah.
They're running around trying to do the best they can to harvest and protect the corn. But as they pick it up, as they pluck it from the fields, it turns to ash and dust in their hands.
I resist every urge to once again offer my sword, and instead I'll help Captain Bob.
You, once again, standing in here, you hear your heart gunk. Gunk, beating in time to the destruction of the corn. You don't know what it is about your innards, but your innards are tied to what is happening in Corn Realm.
I file that away under what? And then, yeah.
All right.
Do my best to ignore it.
You help Captain Belbarum up. It takes a couple of goes, but Captain Belbarum manages to grab onto the lowest of the stair rungs, and she's trying to haul herself up. You need to make a perception check. You fail the perception check.
Uh-oh.
That sucks. Captain Belbarum clambers up onto the staircase.
Yeah.
She looks back down at you. She doesn't spot it either.
Uh-oh.
She looks back down at you and she says, "Just give me a moment. I'll tie it off to something."
I can wait.
Captain Belbarum gets to work.
I sit there motionless, a motionless Hulk.
A crossbow bolt whizzes past your head. We're back to initiative. So helpful, you turn around and you can see that corn knight, the general of the corn, as he's known. You see he's holding a crossbow made out of corn, and he's loading another crossbow bolt into the crossbow made of corn. He shouts orders in corn at
Wow, that's awesome.
He shouts orders in corn at two other corn knights, just regular corn knights.
Uh-huh.
And with his guidance, they're able to slip into where you're standing in the staircase.
Oh, my God.
He quite clearly, he just is able to, well, actually, they can't see into this dimension, but they can sense the corn in you.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Two corn knights lunge into attack. That's miss.
Okay.
Miss. All right, there's two corn knights either side of you.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Belbarum above you calls out, "I just need a moment." It's, sorry, no, sir, helpful. It's your turn. I accidentally, no, that was all the captain's turn. Sorry, I mean the general of the corn's turn.
Yeah, of course.
It is now your turn, sir.
Okay,
helpful.
Can I just like punch one of these corn soldiers or corn knights off the staircase?
Do you intend to punch them back into Corn Realm, or do you intend to punch them? Well, I guess you are in Corn Realm.
Yeah, well, I know it's complicated because we're talking more than the three dimensions, but we are still on a spiral staircase in some dimension.
Yeah.
I want to try and punch them off the spiral staircase so they fall.
Fall? All right. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. You swing once. That will be a miss. You swing a second time. That's a hit and a critical hit as well.
Ooh.
So, bashed nose, double damage.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, let's find out what double damage is for you. 10 points of damage.
Hey.
Not nothing.
Yeah.
That actually, it doesn't... The Corn Knight is bloodied, actually.
I'm trying to push it anyway, so it's not, you know...
Whoa!
Sorry!
The Corn Knight... If they don't fall to their death, they probably
They're going somewhere.
They're definitely not going anywhere good. There's no guarantee. There's pretty much a guarantee on that. Now,
that
none
corn
of the
knight's flopping out in the material plane and joining the Grail Free Company.
All right. Anyway. Without the directions of the General of Corn, or because the General of Corn can't guide them on their turn, the regular Corn Knights aren't able to access, can't get to you. You see them kind of walking around you. You see them walk right at you, but then they appear somewhere else on the other side. But there is still one Corn Knight on the staircase, and that Corn Knight attacks.
Okay.
That's a miss and a miss.
Okay, thank
All
God.
Right, it is Belbarum's turn. They tie the rope and then drop it down for you.
Okay.
It's the officer's turn. They just fire their corn bow again. They miss.
Okay.
That's all they can do this turn. Then it is your turn, so helpful.
Okay, can I... I guess we didn't really properly discuss the specifics, but do I tie the rope around me, or is the plan for me to just pull myself up?
I think the plan was for you to be pulled up.
Okay, yeah. Great. Well, then I tie the rope around me. Is that an interaction, would you say?
I would call that... I'd probably say that's your action.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, I do that then. Oh, no. Sir Adam, pick up a bad boy card. Things could be better.
And then it is the regular knight's turn. There's still just that one. He swings, miss, hit. Uh-oh. You get hit once by one of the regular corn knights.
Mm-hmm.
That is a d8 plus 2. 7 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And then how much corn damage?
Oh, no.
You take 4.
4 corn damage. 4 corn kernels.
Yeah, 4 corn damage.
Oh, my God.
And then it is Belbarum's turn. Belbarum heaves, and then, whoa, Belbarum falls down. They have improperly placed themselves. Highs or lows?
Highs?
Ooh.
Lows, actually.
You sure lows?
Yeah.
You sure lows?
I'm returning to an old favorite, highs.
All right. Captain Belbarum, plunk, hits the ground next to you, okay. Looking up at you. You can see there's clear panic in their face. That is unfortunately their turn.
Mm-hmm.
They will also take 8 points of damage.
Oh, God.
Luckily, that's all that happened. It is the General of Corn's turn.
Uh-huh.
He directs 2 more corn knights to enter. There's 3 now. And then he fires with his corn bow. He misses.
Okay, okay.
It is your turn, so helpful.
Okay, so now there are 3 corn knights.
There's 3 corn knights on the staircase.
And the rope's kind of useless at this
point. The rope's completely down here.
Okay, okay. Can I?
Oh, actually, no.
Yeah.
That was a roll well enough. Actually, the rope is attached to Belbarum and is attached to you and loops over the railing of the staircase above.
Okay. I guess I will move down a rung of the staircase go up.
All right, you will take 3 attacks of opportunity unless you use the disengage action. Which would you like?
I'll use disengage. I'll disengage.
All right. Well, no attacks then.
Yeah.
You move down. Belbarum gets thrown upwards.
Try again.
And then I'm so sorry. The rope. Belbarum falls again, takes another 7 points of damage.
Oh, no. This comedy of errors.
You really fucked up the role. If you recall, I drew a bad boy.
I know. I should have held on.
That was very funny. I know.
I'm sorry.
All right, that was so helpful. It is the Corn Knight's turn. 2 of them are going to charge down the stairs to attack you, so helpful.
Okay.
And then one of them's going to fuck up Belbarum. Luckily, they can no longer see corn, so they no longer get advantage.
Oh, thank God.
But there's still...
There's corn in me, though.
Doesn't count. They need to see growing.
They need pure corn.
They need, it's purest corn.
My corn's sullied. I get that.
And I can't believe. All right. No, Belbarum gets hit once, but that's
God.
It. That's the lucky. 2 knights that charge you don't score a single hit. Belbarum takes 3 points of regular damage and then 2 corn damage for 5 damage total. All right. And that was the knights. It's Belbarum's turn. Fucking pull some good shit out. We need the good shit, Belbarum.
We're getting fucking corned on this staircase, dude.
Captain Belbarum grabs one of the... You see through the slats in the staircase above. You see them try to grab the corn knight's leg from a prone position. That is a hit.
Yeah.
The corn knight there, you can see their flesh begins to wither.
Oh.
And little... dead tufts of corn come out of the cracks as they begin to wither and die a little bit. They're not dead, but they are bloodied.
Okay.
That corn knight takes 11 points of damage, and Belbarum heals 5 points of damage.
Nice.
Oh, and then Belbarum stands up. Then it is the corn officer's turn. Sorry, the knight of corn.
Yeah. Officer of corn. Excuse us.
A crossbow bolt strikes Belbarum in the chest as they stand up. They will take... It's so funny, corn damage.
It's gross somehow taking corn damage.
13 points of damage total. Mm-hmm. Only 1 point of corn. The rest was pierced.
Okay. Well,
oh, good
small
thing.
Blessings.
Good thing they had that.
That they healed up.
Yeah, because they're on 5 hit points now, so they would have been on 0 otherwise.
Okay.
All right, that was the General of Corn. Mm-hmm. So helpful. It's your turn.
Okay.
There's 2 knights in front of you.
Okay. I guess I'll take. Here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon I could probably throw Belbarum onto the top rung, right, to get her out of harm's way. But I would take, 3 attacks of op doing so.
You'd only take, you take 0 attacks of op because there's 2 corn knights blocking the way up.
Yeah. Okay. So I can't barrel.
You can't
past
get
them.
Up. You could try shoving one, punching them, shoving them out of the way.
Yeah. Okay. Then, moving, up. And then on my next action.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do that.
All right.
I'll try and punch one in the head to knock him out of the way.
You hit them, dealing 6 points of damage, and then you shove them off the edge.
Ugh.
All right. Highs or lows?
Eyes.
You,
throughout time.
They're gone. They're not turning up again. Not anytime soon. Then
I'll just move up to her because that's all I can do.
All right. That is an attack of opportunity, which is a miss. You have actually one more attack. So would you like to attack the knight that's standing up here next to Belbarum? You hit
by
the hairs of your chinny chin chin and deal. Six, seven. Yeah, that corn knight, you punch them in the back of the head, they fall down forwards, and then...
Sorry.
No, it's... They shatter like they're made of porcelain, and their body turns to corn. Such is the fate of all corn knights.
Can I grab some of the corn?
Sure, yeah, if you want.
I'll grab some
That's
of the
fine.
Corn. We'll need food, maybe.
Cool. And that was Sir Helpful. It's the knight's turn. The knight down below comes up and charges you, Sir Helpful. Critical hit, and then a regular hit.
God damn it.
Ave
Maria?
Open wound. For the next 1d8 rounds, for the next 7 rounds, you must make a DC 16 constitution saving throw when attempting to move 5 feet or more. On a failed save, you take a d8 damage. Hashtag life threatening.
Hashtag life threatening indeed. I got a high con. I might be okay.
So that is... And then we'll obviously roll the damage.
Yeah, obviously. We could not this time.
Yeah, what if we didn't?
Yeah, just give it a... Adam, that's not insignificant.
You take 20 points of slashing damage and then 3
How
points
much?
Of corn.
Oh, fuck.
It's Belbarum's turn. Belbarum. Oh, Belbarum, you beautiful bastard. I forgot you can do this. Belbarum fires an Eldritch Blast. It hits. It does. I don't even need to roll damage because they can blast them 10 feet.
Oh, hell yeah.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? They fall onto the staircase below.
Okay. Well, still.
And then Belbarum fires another blast at the General of Corn. That's another hit. Belbarum deals 11 points of damage to the General of Corn. They are quite strong.
Damn. Fair enough.
And then it is someone else's turn.
What? What?
Something's moving up. The staircase has a central pillar in it made out of stone. Something's happening. Something's coming. Meanwhile, while you're walking past the eye, or the eye's coming with you, while Winky moves with you, you hear... Thump! Above you, right above you where the eye is. The eye, you see, it gets like a quizzical look. Then it rolls around and rolls back to you. It winks once and then winks shut and it disappears.
Winky!
Winky?
Sir Helpful, you see an eye moving along the central pillar. It comes up and then looks at you.
Does it... I know this is hard to tell. Does it look at me with evil intent?
Would you perceive it to have evil intent?
I think Sir Helpful doesn't know until it happens. I think he's a very literal person.
Okay. Interesting.
Sir Helpful's like, well, I'll wait to see what the intentions of the eye are.
It gets no input.
It just looks at Sir Helpful and Sir Helpful looks at it. And then that's... All that will happen.
It is the General of Corn's turn. He loads his crossbow and fires. He hits you. He hits you, Sir Helpful, because he considers you to be probably the greatest threat right now.
Fair enough.
You take 10 points of regular damage, 8 points of corn damage.
8 points of corn damage?
You're back in saving throws.
Oh my god.
You get pinned up against the wall. Mm. You slide down to a sitting position, and then you see above your head a massive beam of red energy, not from Captain Belbarum, from the eye, blasts the Corn Knight, who begins to swell. Sorry, the General of Corn, who begins to swell and then explodes.
What the fuck?
The eye slowly lowers down to your point. Belbarum looks at you're on zero hit points.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that you are conscious, able to perceive the world, but you can't really take action.
Sure.
Captain Belbarum looks at the eye, looks at you.
I've got a strange idea, but it might just work. She puts her hand on the eye and says, take us somewhere safe. Take us somewhere safe. You can do it.
The pupil on the iris begins to split open and it creates a hole.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going, lad. We're going.
Okay.
She drags you through the iris and both of you fall into darkness. The iris closes shut behind you.
Huh.
The eye reappears for you, fish.
Where'd you go, Winky?
It can't tell you.
It's not a yes or no question.
My silent friend. Talk to the rat. Can I cast speak with animals?
Sure. All right, so you turn to, once again, for role-playing purposes, this is not actually a spell. Yep. You're just spending some time concentrating, focusing on your connection with Little Drop. And
oh, no, I want to speak with Winky.
Okay, it works.
I look Winky in the eye.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Winky.
How you going?
I am doing well. What happened? Where'd you go?
Someone fell on my back.
Someone fell on your back? Who fell on your back?
I don't know. He's dead now. Made out of corn.
Okay, that's not one of ours. That's all right.
Were any of us made of corn?
I went to have a look.
Oh, okay. What'd you find?
I found a big one and a captain.
Oh, they might be mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Big one, big looking robot metal wood guy thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Captain Bodhi kind of captain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're mine.
Okay.
Where'd they go?
Somewhere safe.
Whereabouts?
Somewhere safe.
You don't know where the somewhere safe is?
No.
Okay. Do you know how we'd get? No, you wouldn't. You don't know where it is.
Definitely don't know.
Yep. You don't know where it is. You told me you don't know where it is, so why would I ask?
Yeah. Good stuff.
Well, if you see them, can you let me know?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Do you know where the Matrix Revolutions went?
Yes. Statue. It's a doorway.
Oh, and you said the statue was dangerous. What's in the statue?
The statue. There's nothing in the statue except a doorway.
Okay. And what's the. You told me there was something scary.
Ritual on the other side.
A ritual?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, if you could go and check other places, can you have a look at what's happening in there?
Okay.
Thank you.
The eye moves over to the statue and then winks shut when it's above it. The eye on the other side,
mm-hmm.
You do not perceive this. On the other side, mm-hmm. The eye winks open. It can see into everything. This one wall, every wall of this room is one wall somewhere, everywhere.
Okay.
This room has a wall to everywhere, basically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's adjacent to everything. Is what this room is.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, cool stuff.
The room has in its dead center a rolling morphous mass, which every now and then begins to scream. And what is left at this point of the Matrix Revolutions tries to stretch their way out, but they are dragged back in. I say they because at this point they're not really human anymore.
Yeah,
All they know is pain and agony and their own demise. They are slowly being erased. Destroyed, consumed. The only reason the two of you even remember the Matrix Revolutions mm-hmm. is simply because while within the confines of the Lonely Tower, there is less of a likelihood of reality affecting you.
Okay.
Cool stuff.
But outside, at Fairburn Point, even the Matrix Revolutions' mother has forgotten that they existed.
Jesus.
They are not being erased physically. Their physical body is fine.
Yeah.
Their history is being erased.
Oh, God.
That's a worry.
Down below, looking up above, Jim the One grins from ear to ear. I mean, literally from ear to ear.
Oh,
from ear to ear, he grins. He's so happy. His god has been summoned. An unspoken ancient entity that he has worshipped. He doesn't even remember at this point. Standing next to him, well, not next to him, because we wouldn't perceive this. The word, our words next to him, does not comprehend, does not explain properly
the
where this thing is in relation to him.
Yeah.
But is that creature. As we, with our eyes, would perceive them, they look like they are melded into each other at the hip, one atop, one below. But they're not actually even touching each other. They're somehow adjacent, but also not in a way that we could explain.
Okay.
The creature is, for lack of a better term, an angel. At least Jim the One sees them as an angel. Tipper is somewhere else in this facility, in this building, presumably, hopefully, distracting the Guardian. Because if the Guardian, high above, ever manages to figure out how many dimensions the material plane has, they will interrupt this ritual.
Okay.
In the meantime, or at least until they are stopped, this nameless ancient entity will grow and grow in power until finally, the material realm will become what it always should be. This thing.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay.
This has been a tall order. We were here to catch a fish.
You got in the fish.
Yeah, we did our job early on.
Fish got caught.
Jim the One, for their entire life, has been told that their ancient entity is inferior to the other cults' ancient entities. And when he used to live in Sunsun, he did not realize that this is where it could enter into the material realm. But since the destruction of Sunsun, the best thing that ever happened to him, he has become closer and closer to his god. An eye on one of the walls opens up. The ancient entity lashes out, slapping the eye and killing it instantly.
Oh no, Winky!
Winky is dead.
No!
Winky. What does that mean for me and Balbarum?
The ancient entity, it can't really turn to look at Jim the One, but it certainly moves and then is somehow now facing closer. Its face, if you could say, is closer to Jim the One. Jim the One nods slowly. He accepts what must happen. It doesn't take one erasure to summon the Nameless One. It takes two.
Okay.
The Nameless One consumes Jim the One, who smiles from ear to ear, and then even further the entire time. The Nameless One begins its hunt for the only entities other than the Guardian up above who could stop it. The creatures known as Sir Helpful and Fish. We'll begin...
No.
Uh-oh.
We'll begin in the safe space. You pop out, you're in darkness for a brief moment, and then you're standing in a room. It looks like some sort of temple of sorts, but it's devoid of people.
Okay.
One look around, it's one big room. You can see there's a bunch of, in the center, there's a pillar of light coming down from somewhere above. It's so bright you can't see where it's coming from.
Yep.
There must be maybe a hole in the roof, but it comes down upon a series of holy symbols all arranged in a circle on a central plinth.
Okay.
Looking around in this big room, you see there are no entrances or exits. It's just this room.
Do I recognize any of the holy symbols?
You don't know much of religion, but you know enough to recognize some of them. Some of the more famous ones, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
You spot one, a holy symbol of Jibbles T. McKibbles.
Okay.
There's no real head to the gnomish pantheon, but no, Jibbles T. McKibbles is probably the most prominent of the gnome gods.
Sure, sure.
You also spot her name begins with a G, which is not her name.
Yeah, yeah, just a descriptor.
It begins with a G, yeah. That is a shortened version that you would know her name by.
Mm-hmm.
She's another very prominent figure in the gnomish pantheon. And then finally, Zeph Noctok'ik, who is a third very famous gnome. You assume the rest are probably
also gnomish. Yeah, okay, cool. Huh.
You would also know, like I said, you didn't roll very well, but you... because this is a very basic feature of the gnomish pantheon, all gnomes in the gnomish pantheon, obviously you wouldn't know that they're chaotic good,
yeah.
But to give Sir, helpful an idea. I'm going to tell Jackson.
Yes.
All gnomish gods are chaotic good.
Oh, okay. Cool. That gives me the vibe of, sure, yeah, how these deities behave.
You feel a sense of peace standing here.
Oh, okay.
Maybe more than peace, actually. You feel a sense of almost jovialness. It feels like you're adjacent to a party.
Huh. I can't grin, obviously, but maybe my eyes change shape to indicate happiness.
I should have been more specific when I said somewhere safe.
We are in, I gesture with a big metal hand, Gnome Temple?
She shrugs. I don't know. You take another look around, and then you see there is now a gnome standing here. He's got a big silvery beard. If I say he's riff-raffing it, do you know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Mean he's bald on the top, but he's got like a kind of mullet-y deal coming from the sides and the back.
Real long.
Bald awesome. On the front, mullet in the back.
Yeah.
He's got a long silvery beard, which he has. You see he's wearing a very odd shirt. The shirt is made of many different colors, and his beard kind of interweaves in between the buttons as it goes down. And then you can see it hardens and forms his belt.
Whoa!
He puts his hands on his hips. Well, 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 what do we got going on here?
I sent us here.
You did?
No, eyeball sent
us
here.
Oh, an eyeball. Oh, well, all right then. Well, that's interesting.
Where is here?
We're in the Gnomish Temple, I suppose you would say.
Mm.
It's hard to describe. You ever heard the question, what is a chair?
No.
Well, it's a hard thing to answer because, like, a chair is, what counts as a chair, what doesn't count as a chair? But we understand that there are certain relationships, there are certain things that make something more likely to be a chair than not. You understand?
I nod my head. I don't understand, but I nod my head.
A chair has certain features. Maybe it has a back, maybe it has legs.
You can sit on it?
Yeah, obviously. Any chair, without being able to sit on it, something definitely can't be a chair, but it might not need a back, it might not need a certain number of legs. Anyway, if it is a gnomish temple, this is it.
Okay, it's a lot for Sir Helpful's metal brain to try and comprehend.
You're going to clog its cogs.
Yeah. That's kind of a demiplane, a nexus of all the different gnomish pantheons, all the different gods within the gnomish pantheon. Their realms connect to here.
Oh.
Yeah, I suppose it forms more of a nexus point than really a temple, but it gives us just as a little reminder of what things might need to look like.
Are you the gnome that is a chair?
No, I'm a gnome. In the same way that a chair. Oh, wait, sorry, that is your question. Yes.
Yes.
I am. Yeah, I'm in the same way that a chair could be said to be a chair, I could be
you
said to be a gnome.
A gnome.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, the two of you look a little worse for the wear. I have a little bit I can do to help you with that.
Thank you.
Bustles over and then heals both of you for 17 points.
My friend Fish, I should get back to her.
All right, I can do that for you.
Oh, thank you, gnome.
Now, the place where I need to send you back, I'm sure you're aware of this, it's a little chaotic there. A bit more chaotic than even I enjoy.
Yes.
Even I would be a little uncomfortable in such a chaotic environment. Now, I'll try to get you as close as I can, but there's no guarantee I'll put you right on top of your friend.
Any help is appreciated.
If you want, I can give you a little something-something, but it's
little
so
something-something.
I can give you a destiny.
Oh, look at Captain Balbarum.
Captain Balbarum shakes her head slowly. No, I don't think I'll be taking a destiny from you.
I don't have a destiny.
Would you like one?
Do I need one?
No. No, of course not.
Can I take one for my friend?
Absolutely.
I extend a big metal hand.
Well, so here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you a destiny to find your friend again.
Oh, okay.
But the thing with a destiny is, it always happens, but not always in the way you think.
Oh.
So, you'll find your friend again, but
no guarantees on how, when, or why.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. He reaches into his pocket and pulls out a scroll. Mm-hmm. Take this.
I take the scroll.
As you take the scroll, it burns up and melts in your hand. You feel you've been just invested with energy. Cool. You can feel something within you now. All right. You're going to find your friend once again. Can't guarantee how, when, or why that's going to happen. Yes. What sort of destiny would you like for your friend?
What's the best one?
To be happy, I suppose.
Okay.
Would you like one of those?
How many do you have?
As many as you need.
Okay.
He reaches in into his pocket and takes out two more scrolls. This one's for your friend. This one's for you.
I take the one for me and I take the one for Fish.
The one for you, once again, like the first one, melts in your hand and disappears. Mm. You feel a sense, another, you feel that energy within you again. Just letting you know, you will be happy, but it might not be.
When, why?
Yeah. You might end up getting back to town and someone tells you your name and your name is happy.
Oh.
It could be something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Thank you for your help, Gnome.
You're very welcome. Best of luck to you. I hope it's a happiness you wanted.
Me too.
All right.
Bye.
He waves his hand and he begins slowly, the space in between you begins slowly stretching away. And then you're back in the entrance. You're back in that first corridor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Fish.
All right. We're going to go to initiative. But a big initiative this time, because everyone's in the one fight.
Everyone?
Ah!
The nameless entity attacks both of you at the same time.
We're in different places.
Oh, yeah. It's sitting in another dimension and then reaching out and getting both of you.
Nito Pepito, dude.
Sicky dickies.
Yeah, all right.
Both of you see tendrils reaching out from space.
Mm-hmm.
You have a brief moment where you can... Actually, wait, no. Sorry, I should roll. Oh, get a good boy card.
Nice.
And both of you see through... When the tendrils come out, you both look at where the tendrils begin, and you can see into that room where a wall is adjacent to everything, and then you see each other.
Fish.
Hi.
I met the gnome.
Cool.
That was a fun encounter for me. I don't know if it was for you, but... I loved it. It was great. To meet the platonic ideal of the gnome. Amazing.
It lashes out at you, Sir Helpful, and then misses. It lashes out at you, Fish, and that's going to be a hit, unfortunately. Uh-oh. You take 11 points of damage, and you need to make a check or be grappled.
Uh-oh.
What am I on right now?
You are on 33.
Are you fine? You're healthy as a horse.
Oh,
dude.
Sorry. You need to make a check or be enslaved.
Pardon?
Okay.
Sorry. I forgot.
Excuse me, Carnivale.
All right. You pass. When it wraps around you, you feel it wrapping around your mind at the exact same time. Feels like the same tendril is doing it as well. Feels like the tendril kind of wraps around your chest, and then as it hits your brain, it feels like it's touching your brain. you feel a connection briefly, a connection to the infinite. And for a brief moment, you're like, why would I care? And then you shake your head, staring at your good friend.
Oh, no.
It is Sir Hopeful, your turn.
Okay, I'd like to just...
Suddenly...
Pardon? Is everything okay?
Oh, sorry.
Okay?
Rocks fall, you die. Player steps on a trap.
Well...
You look down, a tendril is grasping at your legs.
Uh-oh.
It hits you.
Uh-oh.
You take 9 points of damage.
Fucking hell.
And need to make a wisdom saving throw or be enslaved.
Ooh, my wisdom is not good.
You pass, thankfully.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're a wise man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Once again, you feel like it's touching your... Well, actually, it doesn't matter about your head, but you feel it touching your heart. Mm-hmm. Actually, maybe no. That's why you resist or whatever. You feel it try to touch your head, and then you realize the creature realizes that you don't...
Brain.
Yeah, you don't think with your brain. You think with your heart.
Oh, yeah. That's so helpful.
It's your turn, so helpful.
Okay, the one wrapping around me, I'd like to start bludgeoning.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
hit, which is a critical, and a miss.
Hey, that means I get advantage on it for the next turn.
Oh, for the next... Wait, because that was your first attack, was
it?
No, with
crush a critical, when you hit, score a critical hit that deals bludgeoning damage to a creature, attack rolls against this creature are made with advantage.
Then your second attack would have been made with advantage.
Oh.
So you hit twice instead.
Hey. Hell yeah.
Quadruple damage. Fuck
oh,
me.
Yeah.
Hey, give some, you get some.
I got a destiny now.
You do have a destiny.
Kill worm.
You deal, you deal 47 points of damage.
Fuck me dead.
You deal 47, you're just pounding away. Tendril after tendril reaches out to try and grab you, and you break them one after the other. Hitting them, at first they feel soft, but then you think, maybe they have a bone. You don't even realize you're doing it. You think maybe they have a bone. And when you hit it, a bone appears in it and you break that bone.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Making chum, baby.
You're making chum.
Baby.
You're
chum off the dogs.
It's Captain Belbarum's turn. They're going to fire 2 Eldritch Blasts. Woo-womp. Woo-womp. Both hits. Captain Belbarum deals 6. 10, 16 points of damage.
Nice.
Not as nice as 47.
That was fucked.
It was fucked. And then it is Mr. Bellany's turn. He starts hacking at the tendril that's trying to wrap around you. A fish. 1, 2 hits. Does it actually... It's actually got no resistance to this, so he does hurt it. That's very funny. He deals 13 points of damage.
We're fucking wrecking this fucking slug.
You really are. It's bloodied. All right, that's fucked. Fish, it's your turn.
Am I still wrapped up?
You're still grabbed, but you're not grappled. So you can just move back and it'll let go.
What I want to do is move back enough to shoot it with my longbow, because Winky said that would work.
To do that, you will take an attack of opportunity because it's adjacent to you.
That's fine.
All right. It misses. You move back and you fire twice with your longbow. Miss, hit. You hit it once. Oh, may I also recommend casting Hunter's Mark?
Yeah. I think really hard about those tentacles. Oh, I reckon it's the tentacles, actually. I reckon we should go for the tentacles. Let's go for those.
All right. You begin concentrating on the creature, on its movements. And maybe you're similarly like, it must have bones somewhere. And then you could see, after you think that, you could see the slight bulge of the bone. You deal 10 points of damage.
Are we inventing bones for this creature?
You are.
What an uncomfortable
experience.
Oh
my God. So he's just like swishing at me like, oh.
Yeah, a whip-like tentacle suddenly becomes full of little white bones.
You spew, right? Does he spew at him?
It spews.
Okay, yes.
Just a little upchuck like a
baby
would do.
Both of you need to make constitution saving throws as it spews. Well, actually, everyone does. It probably has enough range to hit everyone.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll go with Sir Helpful first.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fail.
Damn it.
Then Fish. That's a fail. Then Captain Belbarum passes, and then Mr. Bellany passes. All right.
Okay.
So the two of you take... Oh, fuck. A pierce amount of damage. 5 points of damage.
Damn it.
That is pierce.
That is pierce.
And, yeah, the creature just spews forth more of itself. When it hits the ground, you see the... At first it's formless, but then when it hits the ground, it begins to make itself into small versions of itself. Oh. Those tiny little versions of itself begin... begin picking themselves up on their little tendrils and running around as just like a little morphless blob on tendrils. Those morphless blobs on tendrils form themselves up to act like further tendrils and they attack you.
Oh my god.
It is so helpful. Your turn.
Okay, I will just try and squish those little tentacle motherfuckers.
Miss, miss.
Damn it. Never mind.
It is Belbarum's turn, but the tendrils, it uses a legendary action, and the tendrils attack instead.
God damn it.
It's going to attack Mr.
Bellamy?
Yeah, Mr. Oh, no, it's Belbarum's turn. Yeah, it's going to attack Belbarum.
Uh-oh. Not the good captain.
The captain takes 5 points of damage. She is on 0 hit points. Uh-oh. She collapses. Then, while it's her turn is now skipped, it's Mr. Bellany's turn. Mm-hmm. Takes another legendary action and attacks Bellany. Misses Bellany.
Okay.
Mr. Bellany starts just shot making some fucking sushi with his axes.
Make jump. Yeah.
Mr. Bellany does 5, 6, 7 points of damage.
Okay.
Then it is Fish, your turn. It attacks you first. It gets legendary action.
Okay.
Critical hit.
Uh-oh.
Fish, you're on 28? Well, you were. How'd I get here? You forget the last 1d12 days.
No.
You take, on the bright side, there's no extra damage. So you take 5 points of damage.
Uh-huh.
How long have you two known each other?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
All right, thank you're God. Safe.
We're not forgetting
it was three
each
or four
other.
Weeks, yeah.
I think it was four weeks.
4 weeks, yeah.
You forget the last 12 days of your life.
Okay. Do I feel?
Yeah.
You know how when you go to sleep and wake up, mm-hmm. even if you don't dream, you know that time's passed.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes when you go to sleep and wake up, you don't know time's passed. Which one do I get?
You get one of the tendrils, bang, hits you in the side of the head. For a brief moment, it's... And then as your vision focuses back in, you're like, where am I?
Okay.
You puke when you see an extra dimension.
Yep, I can see the extra dimension.
Probably have your fourth dimensional powers. You just don't know that you can use them.
Yeah, you've forgotten them. You'll need to reread that thing.
Yeah.
Which is not great for your mental health.
No. Okay. So I can see my good friend?
You can, yeah. No, I'll say it's... No, you just see the tendrils right now.
Oh, no!
Mr. Bellany's here as well, but you have no reason to be suspicious.
If I see that the tentacles are attacking...
Yeah, it's quite obvious that you're fighting this thing.
Okay, good. Look, I think... Whew! I think to myself, this maybe is how I'm... getting money? Because I remember getting robbed.
Cass, you don't need to justify why you're fighting this creature.
No, I know I don't need to justify why I'm fighting the creature, but in the split second of like, oh my god, I'm in a fight, and then as I'm like coming to,
yeah.
And like, you know, as I'm doing my first couple of swings where I'm just trying to like, what's happening? I'm like, the last thing I remember is I was poor. Where's my friend? Maybe this is...
Did I take a mercenary job?
Yeah, like, am I fighting now? I've got my long blow drawn, so...
Your long what?
My long blow job, Adam.
Putting a bit of chum in the water. Sharks are circling, Cass. All right, okay, that was... Oh, it's your turn.
I've got my longbow in my hand.
Yes. Otherwise known as a long blow, yeah.
Yes, my long blowy. I shoot a tentacle.
Sure.
I shoot a second tentacle. And in the same way that I would use this on fish, I shoot another tentacle. I can break hordes.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, nice. Actually, you're absolutely right. That's allowed. Yeah.
And I Maybe I'll refocus on these tentacles. I'll regain my hunter's mark. That counts as in the last 12 days.
I don't
think
you need to refocus. Sorry, you don't need to refocus. You made the... no, actually I would. Yeah, you would need to recast it. Yeah.
That happened in the last 12 days.
All right. You attack three times. Hit, miss, miss, unfortunately.
What a shame.
It's... Yeah. You deal 10 points of damage.
You're still fucking it up.
Yeah, you are. That was Fish, your turn. Its turn.
I feel like it's only been its turn.
It gets a lot of turns. It attacks Mr. Bellany. Miss. It attacks Mr. Bellany again. Hit.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Bellany takes 12 points of damage and needs to make a saving throw or be dominated. Mr. Bellany's fine.
Mr. Bellany's a fucking trooper, man.
He is, yeah, he really is. You can see as you're hacking and working away at it, the creature is retreating back into, not just into, well, sorry, Fish, you can't see this. You can see this,
yeah.
Sir Helpful. You, as the creature retreats back, not only does it retreat back into where it, into that room that it's in,
yeah.
But you can see it's getting smaller and it seems to be collapsing in on itself. Oh. You don't think it's dying, you think it's going back where it came
it's
from.
Retreating.
Yeah, it looks like it looks like several of the tendrils have curled back in and are like trying to forcibly shove it back up into wherever it comes from.
Gross.
Stuffing itself.
All right. And that was its turn. So, Hopeful, it's your turn.
Can I?
It attacks you.
I figured. Yeah.
Oh, it fucked up. Critical miss.
I got my destiny from the gnome. I'm fine.
Destiny is a complicated thing.
You're going to find peace in death.
Yeah, probably.
Took it out of you. Next attack deals minimum damage. As it swings, little mouths open up on all the tendrils.
Maybe I'm like, it's getting tired. And it's like, I'm getting tired.
Little mouths actually open up on the end of each of the tendrils, including the tendrils that are made out of the many little blob boys. wipes its brow. All right, Sir Helpful.
Mr. Helpful. All right, can I like follow it basically as it retreats?
Yeah.
Like as I'm attacking, try and gain ground? Because I'm also kind of trying to get the fish too.
Sure.
So moving forward and pummeling as I go.
Hit.
Nice.
Hip.
Hit, hooray.
You deal, that's decent. You deal 6, 12, 20 points of damage.
Hell yeah. Is there anywhere I can shunt it that's useful?
Back the way it came. Other than that, not really.
Damn. Shunt it into Corn Realm. Let the Corn Knights have at it.
Or you could try to perceive an extra dimension.
I'll give it a whack.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
You squint mechanical.
Yeah. Highs?
Yeah.
You turn, not to your left, but your head looks like it turns to your left, but it actually doesn't turn to your left. Crucially, importantly, your head turns towards Corn Realm.
I follow my heart, Adam.
You punch one of the tendrils into Corn Realm. Aha! You hear from within.
Awesome.
All right. Gotta add the fucking Corn Knights to initiative now.
Let them have at this fucking interdimensional worm piece of shit.
All right, that was Sir Helpful. That was your turn. Belbarum's turn. She needs to make a saving throw. That's a success. She's on one successful save. Then it's Mr. Bellany's turn. The tendrils attack him. That's a hit.
Uh-oh.
Minimum damage. He takes 1 point of damage. And he does not on this need to make a saving throw.
Okay.
And then Mr. Bellany attacks. He gets his actual turn. Miss hit, he deals. Thank God you gave him those axes. He's fucking.
He's a powerhouse.
Yeah. He deals 3 points of damage. The creature absolutely looks like it's slowing down. Fish, it's your turn. The creature attacks you. It hits.
Uh-oh. Good. I like
that. You take only 5 points of damage.
You're tough.
Yeah, you are. What would you like to do?
I would like to use my good boy card of an extra walloping, so I play this before I make an attack roll, and if I hit, it's critical.
Oh, nice.
And then I'd also like to shoot my longbow twice and then horde break a third.
Hell yes.
First attack is a miss, unfortunately.
Good.
Second attack is a hit. Third attack is a hit. All right, you do hit twice, at least.
Can I use this good boy card for Cass?
What is it?
Roll damage twice, take the higher amount. Why not?
Sure.
Thank you.
Anytime. Just add him to the fucking party.
25 points of damage.
All right. Woo-hoo!
The tentacle's becoming fish in your minds. This is just like when we shoot fish with a longbow at sea.
Arrow after arrow after arrow. The creature begins to get weaker and weaker and weaker. It completely retracts from your side, fish. On your side, however, Sir Helpful, it is still here because it's being dragged into Corn Realm. You hear through the hole, heave! Heave!
That's awesome.
If I see myself waking up in this reality, holding a bow, starting to shoot it, and all it looks like I'm doing a good job, and then because all I know is that I'm here, and then I start shooting it, and then it starts retreating, I need you to know that I am thinking, oh, we're winning. He's scared.
Sure, sure, sure. The entity begins to, as it's trying to suck itself back where it came from, and as it's trying to retreat from fish, and it's being dragged into Corn Realm, you hear... The creature gets torn in half, half sucked into Corn Realm, half sucked back where it came from. Combat is over.
Awesome.
All right. We still need to stay in initiative, though, because Belbarum is quite wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bellany. All right. Mr. Bellany grabs your hand, a fish, and says, we gotta go!
Okay.
You and him jump into where the creature came from. For a brief moment, you're hanging suspended in space. You can see a wall adjacent to everything around you. Then you hit the next little spot where it was coming out, where Sir Helpful is. You all land in a heap at Sir Helpful. And
hello.
Sir Helpful, it's your turn. Belbarum is wounded behind you.
Can I try and help?
Yep. You stabilize Belbarum.
Awesome.
I told him to do that.
Oh? Little... Fish, I have present for you. I'd like to reach into maybe somewhere on my body, pull out your destiny and hand it over. This is a destiny.
I reach out and take it. I sort of look at everyone around me like, are they about to kill me and him because he just can reveal he has sentience? No? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Sir Helpful. I take the destiny.
As
okay,
soon as you're
fish.
Holding it, it disappears. It turns to like smoke in your hands. You feel an energy within you, like something good is going to happen in the future.
What was this?
A destiny I got from the gnome. I like put my arm around like your shoulder, even though you're quite a bit smaller than me because I'm huge, and just be like, you're going to be happy now, and rub your shoulder. We need get out.
From the roof, a staircase slowly appears and it curves its way down until it's touching the floor. A woman, well, she looks like a woman, begins walking down the stairs wearing a deep black robe. As she walks down, she looks at you and a smile that is lopsided, like one half one half maybe curls in a little bit and the other half just kind of acts, let's say, normal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As she walks down, she opens her mouth and, oh, she puts up a finger. Puts up a finger. Puts up a finger. Hello.
That's the one.
You got it.
I am the guardian.
Oh.
I live here.
Thank you for having us.
Are you lost?
Yes.
Yes.
Need to go home?
Yes.
Yes.
You should come. It's dangerous.
The captain needs money. Point to Belbarum.
She stops for a minute and you can see she's thinking, I can't help with that.
Oh, well.
Isn't she also dying?
She's alive
She's
now.
Been stabilized. Mr. Bellany is maybe propping her up and she nods slowly. To be honest, at this point, I'll settle for my life.
Okay.
The golden cord is destroyed.
Mm.
This is news to you.
Oh, I am learning.
Yeah, the golden cord. Damn, good.
The golden cord is destroyed. My ship dashed upon the rocks here. To be honest, would just appreciate surviving this day.
Okay.
The woman turns around and gestures back the way she came. I can take you home. Captain Belbarum nods. With Mr. Bellany's help, she stands and she says, I think I'd appreciate a little further than that. A bit of a head start, she says. The woman in the black robes nods. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Time to go, fish.
With her as a guide, this place is significantly less dangerous. Some might even say not dangerous. It's basically the impression you get is that you are kind of like children bumbling around in a house, fucking pulling knives out of drawers, spilling hot water on yourselves.
Checking the chemicals under the sink, making potions.
Yeah.
To you, these seem like innocuous things, like walking down a corridor or speaking aloud. But to this person, they are very dangerous things that you shouldn't be doing at certain times and in certain places
Having a little chew on that glass.
Yeah. So with her help, with her oversight, this place is safe to you. She eventually, using magics which are slightly foreign to you, is able to send you back. I assume you want to go to Fairburn Point?
Yeah, pretty much.
She sends you, before she does that, no, you wouldn't know to ask her for that sort of stuff. She could just make you like a real boy. But you wouldn't know to ask that.
And I don't know if that's what I want.
You would, yeah. Well, she wouldn't know to say as well, to be honest. So
it was also rude if she asked. It's like, do you want me to fix you? Oh my God, sorry, that's not what I meant.
Sorry, no. Let me rephrase that.
Do you want to make you better? Oh, sorry.
She sends the two of you and Mr. Bellany back to Fairburn Point, and then she sends Captain Belbarum to parts unknown.
Okay.
Hey.
Yes, fish.
The last thing I remember, you were punching chum on the dock.
Maybe like I take us to, or we walk down to our little like seaside shack, light a little fire.
So we needed a very big fish.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.